programming on principle, or the challenge to bring powerful programming to all. We talk about fake news and manufactured consent, but entirely fail to see forced indoctrination and fake education. That is what ineffective education is. Fake. Sucker born every minute. Fake. Humanity must progress forward. Fake or ineffective education will only take us back to the Dark Ages. You do not want to see your grandkids under a mandatory draft. Do you understand? Programming has the ability to serve as a model of authentic education, because students will want to learn other subjects the way they had learned programming. Programming is special because it won't produce results if the students are not taught correctly. This is the reason why some teachers use paper. They are faking the programming education. The programs would not work. Here you can also catch a glimpse of how it models authentic teaching as well. If all you do is scribble on paper, it is just as meaningless as programming on the whiteboard. And if you don't understand what that means, then in part it's because programming is a mode of expression that has been denied to you. And if you do have programming experience, let me tell you how you learn about the human cell. By modeling it with object-oriented programming, all the processes we know. And then, maybe as a bonus, using a simple large language model to try to understand its chaotic patterns. Programming is a mode of expression in a microscope, a tool for inquiry and authentic education. When you went to biology class, you came back without actually learning biology. But if you created a class where students had to model a cell, well, they would know how it works to the best of their abilities. They would visualize themselves inside it. Maybe they would be able to predict some of the processes that we don't understand today. Maybe some of those same students would go on to interface with the cell and de-age it, even if by a decade. There's a lot of finger pointing here from teachers who just want to put the food on the table. I suggest switching jobs. To brand name universities that today stand as proof that there are some people out there that truly believe a sucker is born every minute. I can imagine the teachers thinking or sometimes saying out loud that the geniuses can help themselves and the dunces are beyond all help. That the difference between a clever person and a scientist is the trail of white papers they publish. The difference is found in results. And I can hear the professors patting themselves on the back saying, "Well, you can't get anywhere without a diploma today." And that is false. Like Henry Cavendish, you can jump 100 years into the future so as long as you are not weighted down by horse shit. And of course, even if there was enough time in the world to attempt to convince someone that graduated at a prestigious university with the best grades and papers that they received an education that's largely fake. It would be a fool's errand. Let us just move on. Let's just get to the fixing everything part instead. However faint, we have art and text generating AI. This will be a lot of help. And we start where we all started, with computer games. Except here, the trail of achievements educates. And these are not ordinary educational games. It educates in a way that is fun, but for the first time ever, provides real-world results. A paycheck, a company registered, products sold, even if just a handful. All it takes to stop being terrorized by poverty is a few dollars. The first few steps are really easy. This is the part that they attempt to teach in school. To quote a child of a famous programmer, coding is basically ifs and for loops. Yeah. But right past the training levels, the player will see something that hasn't been done before. A screen full of levels that create real programmer things. Much more than a promise of working for some non-profit. Things that sell. Precisely because they are enticing. Game development companies make levels that are addictive. These programs would make levels that are incredibly enticing because they result in money-making. Things like premium browser extensions full of good ideas. Popular CMS themes that no one can get enough of. Phone apps styled beautifully with AI. Things that represent winning the level in such a way that the kids are just gonna stay home and finish learning. This is my challenge to you. Write the educational games so well that the student will stay home, but not playing games, but rather doing it for real. Discovering what authentic education is like so that they have a clear way of seeing when teachers are lying, when their classes and lessons are not producing actual results, but just worthless paperwork. Young people do not need decades or years of experience. They need object modeling, flow programming, visual programming. They are better at beating Dark Souls than you will ever be. They don't need to learn to see it all. They just need better tools than what we had. Listen, schools have failed them. Everyone is role-playing. Whatever they do learn, they would have learned a lot more on their own. No student comes home cheerfully pronouncing programming to be just ifs and for loops, because no teacher knows how to write a computer program. Let's fix this. Let's fix this and give the young students optics that are necessary to identify ineffective, inauthentic, and fake education.